Hello everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is living in the word is fundamental. The Bible reference is from Romans 10 verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's essential to recognize that not everyone in this world will fulfill their God-given purpose. In fact, many are unaware that God has a unique plan for each person born into this world. Every human being faces two destinies. A natural destiny shaped by circumstances such as birth, family, environment, etc. And a divine destiny initiated when Jesus becomes the Lord of one's life. From then on, he takes charge of your life. The word of God has to be the guiding light for your life. Every time you hear the word, faith is imparted to you. Through this faith, you can please the Lord, serve him, and accomplish anything in alignment with his will. You can fulfill the calling of God on your life. The Bible says, of his own will begets he as with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his preachers. James 1 verse 18. Also, 1 Peter 1 verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. As one born of the word, living in the word is fundamental to fulfilling your purpose. The word fortifies your faith, guides your spirit, and serves as the nourishment for your spirit. It is your life. Praise God. The word fortifies your faith, guides your spirit, and serves as the nourishment for your spirit. It is your life. Praise God. For further study, take Acts 20 verse 32, James 1, 22 to 25. In Psalm 119 verse 105, if you are taking the Bible in 1 year, 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 2, Luke chapter 16. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 119 verse 129 to 144, and Romans 11, 25 to 36. Hallelujah. Living in the word is fundamental. I keep saying this. It's all about the word of God, prayers, the word of God, prayers, the word of God, prayers. Hallelujah. I need to take that prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for the life-transforming power of your word. As I receive and embrace your word, faith is ignited and kindled within me. I'm fortified, energized, and strengthened to fulfill your plans and purposes for my life. I walk in union with your word. Therefore, I'm guided in your perfect will to fulfill the purpose you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Living in the word is fundamental. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.